Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Riko Osaki's upbringing is deeply intertwined with the tea lands surrounding Mount Fuji, a region that produces many famous teas. With its spectacular coastline, hot springs, and fertile volcanic soil, Shizuoka is a growing region that plays a pivotal role in Japan's tea production, producing 40% of Japan's tea in 2023, totaling about 27,200 metric tons. Riko's brother is a green tea sommelier and exporter who sources her teas. Riko has lived in Canada for 20 years. 4 years ago, she founded Hokusan. She specializes in matcha, a unique and highly sought-after variety of Japanese green tea. Thank you so much for joining us on the Tea Biz podcast. It's just a delight. I've heard you speak in public, and your enthusiasm and the fact that you're a wonderful thought leader for Japanese tea is one of the reasons why I've invited you to the program.
Well, having me, Dan.
Today, we are discussing the fundamentals of sustainability. Japan is experiencing a tough period. Will you introduce our audience to the challenges of sustaining the Japanese tea industry, a centuries-old bastion of tea?
So in terms of sustainability in Japanese green tea industry, one of the major challenges we are facing is aging of tea farmers in Japan. The average age of tea farmers now is 68 years old. Just from my hometown, Shizuoka, over 85% of tea farmers do not have anybody to take over. Their children are not interested to take over the tea farms. In 10, 20 years, we're going to have to find a solution to sustain the industry. You know, there's a lot of tea companies, tea merchants out there. If we don't have a tea to produce, there's no tea to buy or sell. So the origin of the producing aging is a serious issue. This is not only tea industry issues, just Japan societal issue where we are not having children. People are not getting married, no children, and just a large, large aging population where in 2030, I believe 30% of Japanese population is known to disappear. So we'll have this gap in the next 10 years or so where we have to find a solution to fill this gap societally. And that's obviously impacting seriously on tea industry. The second thing is, as you mentioned, the dietary change. Last 20 years or so, more women started to work, back in the day, my grandparents, they women stayed at home, men worked, and that was just the way it was in the family dynamic. But women start gaining independence, financial independence or so. And Japan itself societally became much more globalized. And last 30 years in Japan, more people eat pasta and bread than rice, which is a big dietary change. You know, rice nicely pair with green tea, but maybe if you're having a piece of toast, you might want to pair with coffee or maybe black tea. And naturally, that change really shifted and impacted Japanese green tea industry as well. Younger generation are not drinking green tea. The only generation drinking green tea now are 60 up. We have much higher cost now as 2024 than green tea. So that naturally dropped the pricing of tea as well. Tea prices low for the last 20 years, continues to drop. Consumption rate dropped. Obviously, if tea farmers, they're getting older and they're not motivated to, you know, the price is going down and it is quite hard combination to sustain the industry together. Lastly, global warming is a big one for Japan. Unlike Canada, Japan is a tiny, tiny island. We have a lot of volcanic plates underneath the island, which cause a lot of earthquake, tsunami, flooding, evaporation for eruption from the volcanic mountains, and hot summer, which has been rising drastically for the last 20 years. We are seeing bugs that did not exist before. We see animals, they are not able to sustain themselves in the mountain and they're coming down to residential area, tea farming area, and just destroying the farms and all different challenges we never faced before. So yeah, aging of farmers, pricing drop, domestic consumption drop, as well as global warming. Those are the main sustainability challenges we are facing.
For centuries, most of the tea produced in Japan was consumed in Japan. About 98% stayed in the country. All that has changed. They're a perfect example of how Japan has reached out to different parts of the world and earned record exports in recent years. The government's large investment in outreach and the decisions by several provinces to subsidize promotions have encouraged producers to look for foreign markets. Talk about that in light of your brand, because it represents a unique opportunity.
Right after the war, there was a deal we made, and one of the export items that was selected by America was green tea, especially after the COVID, it's going up again. I believe that it's a lot to do with a lot of people's health mindset, health consciousness has a huge impact on the matcha. I'm drinking matcha now. It looks green. People associate matcha and green tea as healthy drink. That's how it caught the attention. For younger generation, though, especially in North America, I'm seeing that a lot of trend and connecting to Japanese green tea philosophy. Like you were saying earlier about meditation, emotional impact, you know, younger generation, they're much more attuned to how we feel and mindfulness and meditation. And I think that's more embedded also in the education system. So they're much more aware. So I think they are very attracted to the mindset of Japanese green tea philosophy behind it and the mental effect to it. And that's one of the cause for the export demands to be going up continuously.
You position Hokusan as a premium, versatile green tea supplier that encourages tea drinkers to try something beyond lattes and smoothies. I see recipes for matcha tiramisu, tofu, matcha yogurt gelato, steamed matcha bread, and matcha custard pudding. The brand is not solely focused on serving ceremonial-grade tea to Japanese connoisseurs, but I see that you also offer ceremonial-grade matcha. Your marketing educates non-Japanese, reaching out to others who might want a matcha sour, soy matcha latte, or a hot matcha milk cocktail.
It's not very great things to inform people that people in Japan are actually not drinking green tea. So when I talk also about reality, what's happening with producers, now, especially younger generation, they want transparency. They want a real story. They want an actual truth, what is happening. And that really touches people on emotions. So we are here to tell the story, what is actually happening in Japan and our industry, to create that bridge between the tea producers and Canadians. Matcha is not just delicious. We want to obviously promote, you know, beauty and deliciousness of green tea, as well as health benefit, but our company with more purpose and vision and reasons. We want to sustain the industry. I intentionally hire a lot of Japanese younger girls who come to Canada to study English and also to work They look for opportunity to learn English and learn Canadian culture. And I was privileged to work with seven beautiful young women at the Toronto Tea Festival. I see that that is something lacking in Japanese green tea industry. It is quite man-dominated and there's not much opportunity for women. That is a more societal issue, but especially tea industry. I worked at Japanese green tea auction market, and as of 2022, I was the first woman to work there, and I was shocked to see that. And when I was working there, people would come up and ask why I was working there, because I was a woman, and people would be like, you know, older men would be like, you should go serve tea, you should go wash dishes. And there's a gap in mindset from North American standard. You know, we're much more gender equality and progressive that way. And Japanese women, younger generation, need more role model to inspire them, to motivate them, to lead them with confidence. And such a beautiful product and purpose we have to connect the country we love. And I think this green tea industry is something I'm also always fighting for. I always talk to Japanese government about this issue as well, because end of the day, women are actually shopping at the supermarket, grabbing those tea from the counter. There's a gap between the consumer and the industry. So I think more opportunity to promote women and empowerment is also one of my goals.
There's elegance in preparing green tea. The task lends itself to ritual because the most rewarding teas require careful attention to precise measurements, quick steep times, lower temperatures, and techniques such as frothing. How do you convey the care and consistency in preparing Japanese tea to the outside world?
One of the challenges I have been feeling and facing since I started this business is education. Simple education and information, even within the tea industry expert, they don't know matcha is something they have no idea. So it takes time, and the foundation and educations are the key. I'm continuously doing that with my new clients. So that is one of the challenges, that people just simply don't know enough about matcha or Japanese green tea industry in general. One of the challenges I'm facing is, lack of education. That's something I would like to invest my time continuing to promote.
Matcha is quite remarkable, isn't it? It's a tea made in a rigidly traditional, authentic Japanese way that is not easily produced elsewhere. Marketers have made it modern and convenient, which is a real challenge for tea. Okusan has demonstrated many popular uses for matcha, suggesting innovation is essential to renewal. I am hopeful that Japan will innovate its way out of the current predicament.
I hope so. About 20 years ago, in about 2002, 2003, we went through this revolutionary time for matcha domestically, and there was Starbucks came out with matcha frappuccino. And that changed the game in domestic matcha consumption big time. And they also came, Häagen-Dazs ice cream also came up with matcha ice cream. And all those corporation with creative idea to recreate the trend again. It's time, I think, we haven't had any revolution after the matcha latte, but all those creativity and younger generation's idea and innovation, I think there's always more opportunity, especially technologically strong country like Japan.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.